With SRN News, I'm John Scott. From the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the American death toll from the weekend attacks by Hamas in Israel keeps rising.
The saddest of news, we can now update the number of Americans that we know have been killed to 27, and the number of unaccounted for stands today at 14.
And speaking from Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is doing all it can to secure the release of Americans missing.
For the families of the missing, there's an unrelenting agony of not knowing the fate of their loved ones, something that I don't think most of us can truly understand, truly contemplate if you're not in their shoes. No one should have to endure what they're going through.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military preparing for a ground assault into Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, those on Social Security will be getting more money in 2024.
Millions on Social Security will get 3.2% more in 2024. That's over $50 more every month for the average recipient, says the Social Security Administration. That's a lot less than this year's 8.7% increase, but that was brought on by record 40-year high inflation. The 3.2% increase for 2024 reflects moderating consumer prices. About 71 million people are on Social Security, including retirees, disabled people, and children. I'm Rita Foley.
Home loan borrowing costs rose for the fifth straight week, keeping the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate at its highest level in more than two decades. The benchmark 30-year home loan rose to 7.57%. The Dow is down 244 points, the NASDAQ 122 points in the red. This is SRN News. The White House is blasting left-wing Democrats who want to cut off aid to Israel.
Members of the so-called squad in Congress are criticizing Israel's military response to Hamas militants and calling for an end to U.S. aid to the Jewish state. Members include Representative Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Cori Bush. But the White House was hearing none of it. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the squad's comments are wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. She emphasized, there are not two sides here. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters in a small central Iowa city will decide in November whether to give their city council more say over what books the public library can and can't offer. A ballot proposition in the town of Pella would limit the public library board's authority, and it would give the city council more control over library policies and decisions. This is SRN News. Two GOP senators are calling on the president to freeze the return of $6 billion in Iranian assets in the wake of the Hamas invasion of Israel.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas have unveiled legislation to immediately freeze the funds which had been set for return to Iran as part of a prisoner exchange deal last month. In a statement, McConnell writes that the civilized world must reimpose serious consequences on what he calls the regime that aids and abets murderous evil against innocent Israelis. He says the U.S. must lead by example and calls freezing Iranian assets an important first step. Bob Agner reporting.
The International Monetary Fund says Middle East economies are gradually recovering as external shocks from the war in Ukraine and global inflation fade. But the escalating war between Israel and the Hamas militant group, that could dampen the outlook. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.